The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballou Show, only on The Fan.
The Fan Studios and the Battery Atlantis, the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. And I know most of you are listening on that Fan mobile app, driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming, Beaver Direct. Fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. Gang's all here. DT ready to go. Our engineer, producer, Adam Road Dog Gillespie in the house. As we get started on this hump day Wednesday, getting ready for some more Braves action here. We're the home of the Braves, if you haven't heard. And I know you probably hadn't heard this, but we are introducing 680 The Fan Girl. That's right, our brand new social media sports content tailored to the ladies, baby. A little less X's and O's and more lifestyle-driven sports content. 680 The Fan Girl pages are expressly for our 680 The Fan female sports fans. Become a 680 The Fan Girl today. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. DT, let's get to work.
Bucks Big Take.
Spencer Strider has undergone successful Tommy John surgery. That will be the report you will hear this weekend. We already know the MRI on Strider's right elbow showed damage to the ulnar collateral ligament. So why the big secret about the surgery? Why haven't the Braves announced this already? Well, it's about control. It's about controlling the message here in 2024. Here is what we know. Strider was examined by Dr. Keith Meester in Dallas on Monday. The MRI showed damage. Surgery was recommended. And doing what I do, and that is reading the tea leaves, something I really enjoy doing, connecting the dots, reading the tea leaves. It just doesn't make sense for Spencer to do this examination in Dallas on Monday, then fly back to Atlanta, and then later in the week, get on another plane, fly back to Dallas, and get the surgery done. That makes no sense. And the Braves most likely wanted to wait on releasing an update on number 99 until they could add the term successful surgery to the release. I get it. Have some good news attached to the bad news. The good news would be, well, successful surgery. Not that I've ever seen or heard in an official announcement that somebody had unsuccessful surgery. Strider should be back after the Braves host the All-Star game next year. And no, there's no reason to panic. Remember our Braves won the World Series without Acuña? And they can win the World Series without Spencer Strider. And there's your big take as we get the show started today. Yeah, I think probably this morning Strider had the surgery done, DT. That's what I'm thinking. Woke up, it's like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., got the surgery done, and the Braves are going to announce this weekend.
Yeah, in these last few days, you don't have to do it. A lot of times when you're dealing with surgery, you're waiting for that swelling to go down. That wasn't really the issue here. So I'm still holding out hope that's not the case. But yes, as you read the tea leaves and keep it real, that does seem like the most likely scenario. And it's a huge blow for these Braves. But said
not
it yourself.
One we can't overcome.
It's not
we've got more pitching depth than anybody in baseball.
That's the most beautiful thing. I mean, all the way down to Double A, it's beautiful. And thanks to Double A.
With Waldrop down there in Double A right now. We have got more quality starting pitching than anybody in baseball.
And I'm curious, how many of these guys will we see? Say Allen Wynans pitches well tonight, and we certainly hope that he will and believe that he can. Is he automatically going to be the guy in the rotation?
No.
I mean, you imagine they're going to move these guys around a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to take about 4 to 6 guys to replace number 99. Yeah. And it looks like to me Waskari Noah is coming back fast off of his surgery, 4 scoreless innings in his first start last Wednesday. 4 scoreless innings, fastball sitting around 93, 94. And looks like Enoa's on his way back. So, yeah, it's going to take a few guys to replace Spencer Strider. And heads up, the 680 The Fan green card is back. The deal of the year allows you to play six of the area's best courses for one low price of $249. Plus, a $25 Fire Maker Brewing Company gift card. You add it all up, it's only $249. That is a $607 value, so you're saving a ton of money. We're going to sell out fast. Quantities are limited to just 200 cards. And they go on sale Friday at 9 a.m. at 680thefan.com.
Time to talk Braves. Let's go shopping.
All right, let me make a note here. 2 reads already out of the way.
Doing a great job,
DT. Goodness, I've got 42 minutes, and I've got about 10 reads I got to do.
Make them happy.
We've already got 2 knocked out. All right, the green card. Let me check that off. There we go.
Let's talk about Ronaldo Lopez, but can we please?
Yeah, Lopez. How about Lopez, man? I mean, ask and you shall receive, right? And yesterday I was asking Ronaldo Lopez to give us a quality start, coming off a loss to the lousy, stinking Mets in game 1 of this series. Needed Lopez to come out, shut these guys down, and help lead the Braves to a victory. Now, the Braves have 2 quality starts out of their rotation so far, and guess what? They're both by Ronaldo Lopez. 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs. Struck out 6, walked 3, and he was filthy, man. I mean, dude's looking good. And suddenly, I don't know about you, I'm feeling better about life without Strider for the next year and a half. I'm not concerned about Max Fried. You probably are. I'm not. There's nothing wrong with Max. He's going to put it together. Now you got Chris Sale looking good. Charlie Morton, once he stops walking all those guys, he'll be fine. And then you got Ronaldo Lopez. And then you got a cast of characters ready to step in and give you a spot start. Good job, Ronaldo Lopez. Now, you're probably, I know this morning at the coffee shop, the boys, they're a little worried about the bullpen, DT. Bullpen allowing 5 runs in 3 innings last night.
By far the worst game of the season so far for the bullpen, and it's easy to get excited after one bad outing, but they've been pretty darn solid, Buck. I'm not too worried about
it. Those boys at the coffee shop were complaining this morning.
Oh, no. Is it panic time?
What's wrong with the bullpen?
Panic time already?
Yeah, Matzik got lit up with a 3-run bomb. Iglesias struggling there to close it out a little bit.
Rough outing for Johnson the other night.
Yeah, series opener, 4 runs and 3 1/3 innings out of the bullpen. Mentor, Johnson, Chavez, not exactly looking good, so first 2 games of the series with the Mets, bullpen's allowed 9 runs and 6 1/3 innings. Need to get their act together. Get their act together.
Everybody panic!
Man, I was thinking about Acuna again. I know he got on base a few times, got hit, got walked. But I'm sure that Seitzer is in there, and he's studying the video, man. We got to get Acuna going here. I mean, he hadn't hit a home run yet. He's missing balls in the strike zone. Normally, those balls would be landing about 425 feet out in the outfield bleachers. What's going on with Acuna? It's got to be something little. And I know what Seitzer's doing. The first thing you want to do is go look at last year's video, and he was lighting it up, baby. Most valuable player. Go back and look at that video. And then side-by-side screen, you look at the swing from last year and this year. What is the difference? It's got to be something really, really small. Is it his head? Is it his hands? Is it his feet? The hips? What is different about Acuna? Got to get that figured out. Game 3 tonight, 7:20. You're going to hear all the action right here on the home of the Braves. That is 680 The Fan. And all season, when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round-tripper discount. I'm telling you, on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires. The next day only, and that goes down at Tire Discounters. Plus, you get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. Try to get that somewhere else. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals are at Tire Discounters. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. All right, let me check another one of those reads off the list. DT, a new record. I got three of them done in the first segment of the show.
We were just bragging on you back here for getting three of them done. We're so excited for this new leaf you seem to have turned over for at least today.
Road Dog, I know you're proud of me for getting that done. Normally you hear me complaining about the number of reads. I have 42 minutes of content, and sometimes it feels like the read show.
I got to make my paper.
I'm going to have to rename this thing. It's not the Buck Palouse Show. The Reed Show is what we got going on. But I tell you what, coming back on the other side, man, we're talking a little college football. We got some spring games coming up Friday and Saturday with the home teams, and we're going to break it down next. Plus, the top five today, I've got the Masters picks you don't want to make. Hello, friends. So I'll tell you what those are, too. Plus, Gunnar Stockton, Bulldog quarterback for the Bulldog beat, all coming up in the next segment. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Belue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
I thought his stuff was a little sharper, and, you know, he kind of like he had a little extra when he needed it, and thought it was better than the, and it was really good in Chicago, but I thought today was a tick up even.
Snit talking about Ronaldo Lopez. Good job, Ronaldo. Quality start helped get us the win last night. You know, I still think you're going to be better out of the bullpen, but that's just me. Hey, got some breaking news coming down. DT, did you see this? Coach Calipari is now the official head coach at Arkansas.
Oh, it's official.
Arkansas, their board of directors met this morning starting at 9 o'clock Eastern time. I guess 10 o'clock Central. Anyway, the board of directors discussed the salary because, look, Musselman was making $4 million a year. Cal wanted $8 million. So they had to double the salary to get him in there. And guess what? The board of directors, they approved it. Coach Cal got rid of all the blue that he owned, and now he's getting that Arkansas red. Coach Cal, now the coach for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Yes, sir. And Braves fans from all over the state of Georgia can now participate and win with the Atlanta Braves Foundation 50-50 raffle. That's presented by Harris Cherokee Casinos. You can enter in person at Truist Park, or you can do that online. And you can go to Braves.com/50-50 or visit the MLB Ballpark app while in Georgia. You got to be in Georgia to get that done. Hey, man, there's another read done for you, Road Dog. Let's bounce around, talk a little college football like we love to do here on the Buck Belue Show. We got the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets spring game coming up on Saturday. They call it the White and Gold game down at Bobby Dodd. A 1 o'clock kickoff, Bobby Dodd Stadium, Hyundai Field. How about that? And they're not charging. You get in free. Haynes King coming back, so no problems at quarterback for Tech. Man, he played really well a year ago. Tech also returning 17 starters for the upcoming season. Now, that's good news and bad news. If you're wondering, okay, what's the bad news about that? Well, their defense was terrible. I mean, their defense was, at times, it was awful. Next to last in the ACC last season, allowing close to 30 points a game on average. And that was terrible. So what does Brent Key do? He goes out and he hires Tyler Santucci. That's right. He was the Duke defensive coordinator the last two seasons. Now, compare the job he did at Duke to what went on at Tech last season on defense. Tech allowing 30 points a game on average. Duke led the ACC in scoring defense 19 points a game. And just I'll throw something else in there for you there. Number 10 in college football in red zone defense, forcing a lot of field goals. Tyler Santucci. He's also the inside linebacker coach, and here's what he's got going on. He's going to run that 4-2-5 scheme. So you got the nickel corner on the field at all times. He's got a stand-up rush in. Linebackers are very active and creative. They wreak a lot of havoc. And that would be tackles for losses. Really good thing out of your linebackers. Very aggressive play out of the linebackers in that scheme. And also, Brent Key, very aggressive in the transfer portal. And when you look at the defensive side, they've added 8 to 10 transfers on the defensive side of the ball. I kid you not. So they are plugging and playing over there on that defensive side. Looking pretty big on that defensive front. Santucci's linebackers, as I mentioned, going to be very active. And they've got some depth with some transfers coming in the secondary. Harvey coming in from Auburn looking like a starting cornerback. You got Burrell transferring in from Tennessee. Looks like he'll be a starter at another one of those cornerback spots. You got the nickel corner, Daniels, transferring in from Kansas State. I mean, this is more information than Road Dog knows about Georgia Tech. Look, it's not about offense at Tech this season. Haynes King and Eric Singleton and those guys, they're going to be fine. It's all about the defense. You want to have a better season than 7-6? You want to take down Florida State and Dublin, Ireland to start the season? Your defense has got to play better. Wait, I'm not done. I want to talk about Georgia State football. Dell McGee taking over the Panther program. And for Georgia State, their spring game comes up on Friday at 4 o'clock, Center Park Stadium. Admission's free if you want to go to that, too. No problem. Come on in. And it's all about the quarterback play at Georgia State. You pull up Georgia State's depth chart, and I do this at OurLads.com. Do you guys do that? Studying the opponent, you pull up OurLads.com and check out the opponent's depth chart. Well, you do that for Georgia State, and they don't even list a quarterback on the depth chart. They leave it blank. Not Arthur blank, but they just leave it blank, as in no names are listed at the quarterback spot. Now, they got Zach Gibson. Zach Gibson, you say? Yeah, the kid from Johns Creek High School, and he was at Georgia Tech. And now he's a senior, and he's trying to win the competition to become the quarterback at Georgia State. Do you know when he transferred from Georgia Tech to Georgia State, he kept the same apartment that he was in? Didn't even have to move, DT. Stayed in the same apartment. He said he was recruited three different times by Georgia State, and they finally won. But Zach Gibson trying to win that starting quarterback job down there. Braylon Raglan is one of the redshirt freshmen they have. He's a kid out of Memphis, Tennessee, and he is pushing Gibson for the starting quarterback job. He's more of a pocket passer, looks at himself as a distributor. And they've also got Bryson Harrison, a redshirt freshman. He's from Lassiter, ran the triple option in high school. And then they got Seth Griffin, a redshirt freshman, from Chatsworth, North Murray High School. That's where McConkie went to high school. So they have got a quarterback room that is busy competing for the job. We're going to learn a lot more about that on Friday for the Georgia State spring game. All eyes on the Panthers quarterback situation. And they got Raj Waldrop coming in from Thomasville in this recruiting class. 6'6", left-handed pocket passer. This is going to be looking to beat out somebody a year from now. And we will have Dell McGee, the head coach at Georgia State, will be on the show Friday. Looking forward to having him on. And there you go. There's some college football for you today. Let me see. Can I get another read in right here, Road Dog? What do you think?
We could do the Wingfest giveaway if you're ready to do that one.
Of course, Adam wants to talk about the Wingfest.
Yeah, the Wingfest. I bet, right? Adam's going to be down there, brother.
Be dominating the Wingfest.
Now, do we have tickets to give away? Is that another show today?
Nope, that's us today. The Locker Room did not give away our giveaway today, so we have a pair.
All right, so we got a pair of tickets to go to the Taste of Atlanta's Atlanta Wingfest coming up next Thursday night at the Towers at Uptown Atlanta and Buckhead. It's a brand-new event. Atlanta Wingfest will feature the top wing restaurants in Atlanta, along with beer, wine, and craft cocktail tastings. So whether you like your wings spicy, barbecued, sweet, savory, or somewhere in between, Atlanta Wingfest has you covered, brother. Your attendance also is going to help Taste of Atlanta and nonprofit partners Angel Flight Soars, Giving Kitchen, and Second Helpings Atlanta. Get your tickets at AtlantaWingFest.com for the Atlanta Wingfest at the Towers at Uptown Atlanta and Buckhead. We've got two tickets. We'll give those away right now at 404-231-1680, the number. Look at those phone lines light up.
The best from the world of golf.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Ballou's Top 5.
Yeah, man, let's get to the top five. First, man, I'm fired up about these tee times. So we get Masters Golf hopefully tomorrow. But look at the radar. Got all kind of rain heading our way. We may not see golf tomorrow over at Augusta. But first round tee times, Harris English playing with Lucas Glover. That is a 9:24 tee time. Henley and Neiman are in the same group. I was talking about those guys yesterday as far as my Masters picks went. Scheffler, Rory, and Schauffele playing together. 10:42, that is the premier threesome right there as they tee it off. Tiger, Jason Day, and Max Homa at 124. Koepka, Harmon, and Tom Kim, 136. Got Dustin Johnson, Morikawa, and Fleetwood going off at 2 o'clock. But again, weather not looking real good for the first round play at the Masters. So yesterday I had my top five Masters picks, and we eliminated Scheffler from consideration because he is the runaway favorite in this matchup. I mean, Scheffler's playing great. He's got that putter going on. He's got that figured out. And then the rest of the top 10 players in the world are not coming in with their game in good shape. I went with Brooks Koepka, Will Zalatoris, Russell Henley, Lucas Glover, and Joaquin Niemann. Those were my five picks yesterday. So today, in the top five, you're getting in a Masters pool. I'm going to tell you who not to pick. And at the top of the list, I've got Rory McIlroy.
Now, Buck, he's been a favorite of yours.
Yeah, and he has let me down big time as he goes for that career grand slam. He has missed the cut two of the last 3 years. And do you know I had him as one of my picks to win the tournament in those 3 years? Not anymore.
He embarrassed you. You're not going back?
Not anymore. Rory's out.
Now, he really does have the solid record at Augusta, Buck. We were talking about before the show.
Oh, yeah, missing the cut in two of the last 3 years.
If you go back, he's got a lot of top tens. But you just wonder if he'll ever get over that blown lead.
He hadn't won a major in 10 years.
It's hard to believe. It's been a long time.
It's in his head, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't pick Rory. He's not going to do anything. Don't pick Phil. Phil may have lost a lot of weight with that newfound coffee that he's into.
Oh, no, not more coffee enemas, is it?
Mickelson has last six Masters events. Now, he had a second place a year ago. But the other five appearances, the average finish was 26th. So don't be taking Mickelson. His last three tournaments on the LIV Tour, he's not had a top 20. So he's not coming in form either. Pick Phil.
Haven't been paying too much attention at the LIV leaderboards, but that doesn't sound very promising.
Yeah, Ricky Fowler, I wouldn't take Ricky either. No major wins. Still looking for number one. This is Ricky's first Masters since 2020. And let's see, a T68 at the Players, a T36 at Bay Hill. Come on, Ricky. If you're looking to pick Ricky, don't do it. Don't do it. And don't take DJ either. Dustin Johnson. Now, he won the Masters in 2020 with that 20 underscore. How about that? That was impressive. He finished 48th last year. 48th. In his last two Masters, his average score, he made the cut, but his average score on Saturday was 76. I mean, he folded like a 10 on moving day. Average score on Sunday, 73. I think what it is that LIV check they gave Dustin Johnson is taking away his competitive edge. Don't be taking Dustin Johnson. And don't take Bryson DeChambeau. He has not won a LIV event this season. At the Masters, he's missed two cuts in a row. He went 74-74 last year. And then he was gone, as Nick Saban would say.
Gone.
Now, he can bomb it, but he can't contend. Don't mess up and take Bryson DeChambeau. And there's your top five today.
Buck's top five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Yeah, in the 2024 Masters coverage here on 680 The Fan, 680's coverage of golf's greatest event is presented by Club Magnolia, RBM of Atlanta, Cliggy's Carts, and X-Golf Alpharetta. That's indoor golf.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Joining me now on the Buck Belue Show, Georgia quarterback Gunnar Stockton. Gunnar, we appreciate your time, man. We got G-Day coming up on Saturday. You must be looking forward to going out and playing a little football, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm excited. Thanks for having me. And G-Day should be exciting and fun.
All right, so how has spring football gone for you this spring? I know you've been getting a lot of work out there. What have you been focused on this spring, Gunnar?
Yes, sir. It's been good. I've been getting a bunch of reps and just trying to maximize them and build some chemistry with the guys and just make the most out of every day.
And this wide receiver group, I'm a little jealous, man. I mean, looking at the depth of this receiver group, and I'm including the tight ends in that, I'm thinking you must be looking forward to getting out there and throwing it around every day with these with this group. Tell us about that group of receivers you and Carson are working with this spring.
Oh, I know. It's awesome. I don't think the term 50-50 ball doesn't do justice anymore. But they're awesome. They catch anything, and it's just fun to get out there and be around them.
Tell you what, this offensive line has been really impressive here, you know, since you showed up. And, you know, as a quarterback, I know that is a comforting feeling when you see the offensive line taking care of business. And hearing a lot of positive thoughts and comments on this O-line this year. You had to replace a few people up front. Sounds like you guys are doing it right now. What have you made of that group?
Oh, yes, sir. They've been doing awesome. They're physical and they keep pocket clean and just a great group of guys.
How about that running back spot? How are those guys looking?
Oh, it's awesome. They with Trevor and Cash and Rod and AP and all those guys. It's been awesome to see them work and run and it's awesome to be around them.
Gunnar, tell us, you know, how far you've come in this short period of time since you arrived at UGA, and as far as the offense and the scheme and understanding what you're going to see out of these defenses, how much more comfortable are you now compared to when you just arrived on campus?
Yes, sir, I'm a lot more comfortable. I think that just comes from just sitting there in meeting rooms and getting to watch practice with Stetson as quarterback and Agnell Carson. I'm learning a lot from him. So it's just awesome to get to learn from some of the greats and just get to be around them and take what they give me. And it's just awesome to be around them and be able to use that to my ability.
Carson coming back second year as a starter. What have you seen out of Carson this spring, watching him do his thing out there?
Oh yeah, he's had a great spring. He's done a great job, and it's just awesome to see what this year has in store for him.
How about Coach Bobo? How's he doing? Has he been rough on you guys this spring? Busy coaching you up? Talk about your relationship with the offensive coordinator and your quarterback coach over there.
Yes, sir. It's been a good spring, Coach Bobo. He coaches us hard, and whenever we have those days, they'll let us know it. But he's done a great job, and it's just awesome to get developed and learn a lot from him.
Gunnar, I was over there last week doing the show from the facility and ran into somebody that said they were at practice the day before, and they just didn't see the ball hitting the ground very much as far as the quarterbacks and receivers and all the passing drills. And he said, I could have sworn Gunnar went the whole practice without an incomplete pass. The ball never hit the ground. And said he checked in with Coach Bobo the next day, and Coach Bobo confirmed the fact. I think you might have gone 24-24 out there during the reps that day.
That was a good day. The biggest part was coming back the next day and just trying to do the same thing. But no, it was a good day, and just trying to learn from it and just had good days.
So this team that you're looking at right now, I mean, it's been phenomenal, the run, the Bulldogs you guys have been on here the last 2-3 years. And as you look around the locker room now and you see this group, Are you anticipating another big-time season coming up?
Yes, sir. That's the plan. Like Coach Smart always says, next man up. And, heck, I'm excited to see some of these guys and what they can do. And it looks good for this year.
Well, Gunner, best of luck on Saturday at G-Day. I'm looking forward to being there and seeing you guys and wishing you nothing but the best, man, moving forward. We appreciate your time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Buck. I appreciate you.
All right, great having Gunner Stockton on Georgia G-Day coming up on Saturday, 1 o'clock kickoff. Make sure you're there on time. Don't miss any of the action and enjoy that quarterback play over there. I'll be at the bookstore, UGA bookstore, for a book signing from 11 to 1 at the UGA bookstore. I want to invite you to come on by. Former Georgia cornerback Kamari Lassiter will be there with me. He'll be signing some autographs, and there's going to be a surprise guest. Member of the men's basketball team will also be there, too. Heads up, First Horizon Bank and Double Play ATL are teaming up to give back. Man, we're collecting new and gently used baseball and softball equipment and giving back to local teams and organizations in need. So if you got some stuff laying around the garage, looking to maybe pass along to somebody that can take advantage of it, want to invite you to come on by Joint Venture Park and Cumming this Saturday between 9 and 11. Each person donating will receive a free car wash, compliments of Tidal Wave Auto Spa. This is brought to you by First Horizon Bank and Tidal Wave Auto Spa.
Thank you, Mr. Bud.
Let me check another one of those off the list.
Hey, I'll be interested to know what the basketball player is that shows up, so I need you to text me and let me know who's sitting there, because we've had four or five guys jump in the portal over the last couple days, and that basketball roster is swimming down.
Scott Howard and Eric Zier, they'll be
your buddy. But, yeah, I mean, I'll be up there, but you can still text me at least what the basketball player is.
Oh, you've got that quiet thing on when I try to do that. The notifications are on quiet.
I don't do that on purpose. I don't know why my phone defaults to that, but you can text me anytime.
Yeah, I'm thinking, he's got quiet on. I'm not going to be texting him.
I've told you can text me anytime you want. I'm never going to tell a national championship quarterback when or when he can't text me.
Right. All right. We'll come back with another exciting segment. You're going to hear from Tiger Woods coming up next. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Belue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. Got the Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for listening to the show Monday through Friday, 10 to 11, here on The Fan. I could have mixed in another sports topic if it wasn't for all these reads Road Dogg had me doing today.
Don't put that on me. I'm not the one making that list.
Man, I mean, you're standing above me with like a whip in your hand.
I can see it in his eyes, Buck. Don't make him mad.
Seriously. All right, we better get to Say What?
Say What?
Say What?
Say
What? What? All right, so yesterday, man, I'm all over the Masters, right? I was there on Monday walking the grounds, looking at the practice round, talking with some of the golfers. Totally stoked for the Masters. Looks like it's going to rain tomorrow. And then I got home and I settled in to see some of the press conferences that were going on. So they had Tiger Woods come in for a press conference. And do you know one of those knuckleheads in the media totally disrespected Tiger Woods? Talked about, asked Tiger if he was thinking about being a ceremonial starter.
Have you thought about being one of those starters down the line on the Thursday morning and that kind of thing?
No.
Maybe not that far.
No,
but just
I have not. You know. I have not thought about being a starter here, no.
But I mean, in a more immediate sense, in terms of playing, when you maybe don't think that all things can come together and you can win as you do right now.
Well, Mark, I still think they can. So I don't know when that day is, when that day comes, but I still think that I can.
Yeah, Tiger, I mean, the dude's acting like Tiger's like 70 years old.
Didn't even let him finish the question.
I mean, Tiger's 48 years old. And the dude wants to know if he wants to go out there on Thursday mornings at like 6:30 a.m. and hit a ceremonial tee shot. I thought that was disrespectful. And Tiger, by the way, he thinks he can still win one more of these things.
What do you feel like you're capable of doing this week? What do you believe that you can do this week?
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more. Want me to describe that any more than that, or we're good?
Yeah, he thinks he can win one more of these things.
You doubting him?
What do you think about that, DT?
I think
he's going to win another one?
I don't believe so. I don't see that immediately, just the nature of...
You didn't think he was going to win a few years back either, did you?
I believed it was possible.
Oh, did you?
Brian Katrick had me convinced that it was possible. He told me before the tournament that he believed Tiger would win. I thought he loves Tiger, so as we all did. I wouldn't put anything past him, but as he said, everything has to come together perfectly.
So. All right, let's get to the final word.
Bucks big take.
The final word. So the numbers are in.
That's the wrong thing.
Yeah, what was up? There goes the perfect show. You want to try that again?
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers.
Typo.
Keeping Georgia green since 1955.
Dadgummit, DT.
Now we're good.
All right, NCAA championship games. Let's compare the TV ratings for the men's final and the women's final. Women's final... Over the weekend, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on ABC ESPN, averaged 19 million viewers. Now, let's compare that to Monday night's men's final, which was a late tip on TBS. That averaged almost 15 million, which is the second lowest all time for the men's championship game. So the women outdrew the men on average of 4 million. So you got 19 million for the women, not even 15 million for the men. And let me tell you why. 3 reasons, all right, quickly. I mean, the men didn't tip off to 9:20. And they were on TBS. And then also there's a lack of star power. Because in the women's game, you got these ladies, they're sticking around to build a brand, to make a name for themselves. They're not doing like the men, where a lot of these guys will show up, play one season, and head to the NBA. The women have got it going on. And the TV ratings are showing exactly that. All right, that's going to do it for my show. We appreciate you hanging out. Let's do it again tomorrow. Rich Lerner from the Golf Channel will be with me. We'll talk about how hard it's raining over in Augusta tomorrow. It's going to do it for the Ballou Show. We got Cellini and Domino coming up next here on The Fan.
Famous book.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.